Do you understand what I am describing? Through quietude and meditation, both individual and group, I assure you that your chances of knowing what you need to know will be increased exponentially. Whether humanity uses mana, goes through high consciousness or photon fueling, or learns to meditate and individually ascend, remember that our goal is to awaken you so you will be attuned to the specific role and opportunity that is yours to fulfill. Perhaps your ascension will be some combination of these. There is much chaos on the planet now because most people are still half asleep in their consciousness even while their soul is being influenced by the spiritual energies we give. When a soul knows what it needs and the personality is inattentive, ignorant or disavowing, unusual circumstances may be created to get the personality's attention. Perhaps you or someone you know has experienced something of this nature? That is why groups are so helpful in sorting out the valuable forecasts from those less helpful. If you only believe that a spacecraft will beam you up or that angels with wings will appear, you limit the way in which communication can come to you, as well as the type of relationship you may have with your teachers and guides. But do not fret and worry, dear ones. We are now attempting to get you into your correct spiritual groups in specified locations where you would be best situated for your own resonating ascension experience. This is a mammoth undertaking for us and for you, yet the history books of the future will probably note these years on Earth with lengthy descriptions and exciting tales of successful completion. You must learn to be self-sustaining and discerning by listening within. Cross-checking may occasionally be valuable with those you trust, but running to everyone else for advice can be exhausting, and their information could be inaccurate for you though valuable for another. Only by inner listening can you hope to evaluate incoming information and determine your best possible decisions. I told you long ago and I tell you again. Love is your protection. Your purity is your shield from harm. The kindness you practice and the cooperation you offer will identify you to your spiritual family of Earth, and to us, as well. Will you trust this equation and relax into the quietude of our promise? We have not left you comfortless and will not leave you comfortless if you open your heart to the sacredness of life, do the kindnesses you can, and listen within. Soon we will be bringing you a map to identify certain physical locations where the many spiritual meridians and star being energies are being activated, so you can begin contemplating where your spiritual family may be found, if you are not already with them. For some people, finding their spiritual family may require them to relocate, change jobs, or simply be trusting in ways they would normally never consider. My advice is simply to travel light, dear ones, and not be burdened by all the trappings of materialism. For you in America this is particularly true. Decide what you really need and be willing to share a portion of the rest. Some of you may pool your skills and finances together, or even establish light centers or communities to extend the manifesting potentials we bring you. For those who tend to be greedy, this idea of sharing may sound communistic or ill-advised. But you may be sure there will come a challenge if you hang on too tightly to material goods and continue to abuse Earth's natural resources, as Americans, especially, have done. By being truly willing to share the abundance we are attempting to bring you, much good will come and many spiritual networks will cooperate in miraculous ways. Sharing love, God's abundance, and seeking cooperative companionship is far more likely to bring joy than the misadventure of personal or corporate miserliness and greed would create. I must further comment that the economics of your technological nations leave much to be desired, and we note that even some of you who are the most committed light servers are spoiled in your attitude regarding the possession of physical objects. Yes, this is true in both individuals, families, organizations and nations. Greed is an ugly attitude to hold when others are starving, though we understand its fearful and control-oriented origin. Just be certain you keep a balanced perspective as we move into higher consciousness, where sharing in the unity of one mind is a way of life among extended family groups, and even among some entire planetary systems. So you will definitely be moving toward unselfish ways. It is regrettable that on planet Earth some are allowed their billions, their power and greed, while others are hungry, but this will change. Again, It is balance that capitalism must seek and find. It is equity of the heart's expression you need. Please ponder that which I have shared, because the topic of abundance is never far from the thoughts of most human beings. When you arrive back at the level called full consciousness, lack will be a thing of the past, and so will this attachment to greed and miserliness. Meanwhile, allow the abundance we are bringing you to be used only for positive and noble purposes. As the fear of lack and hunger dissolves, so will the belief that there is not enough to go around. Then many will experience a lesson in material abundance, or lack of it, so that you can come into the true abundance of spirit. Free energy will absolutely require a different attitude about many things, and you will have free energy very soon. As you leave the third dimension, dear ones, your materialistic world where the haves and have-nots are fiercely polarized will shift, and the issue of abundance will be balanced. There will be enough for everyone willing to do their portion of the group's purpose. Then ponder that which has been given and ask in your meditations to safely learn the meaning of the Creator's true abundance principle. This upcoming shift in consciousness is the greatest abundance you could ever have. So why settle for less than the truest prosperity? I would hope that the beauty of this exquisite planet might demonstrate that creation is richly abundant in awesome measure, my beloveds. Finally, having shared ideas about the major ascension processes, I would like to clarify a few things about the measurement you call time. The most vital thing to remember about time is that it is a measurement of a living energy, therefore it occurs in lengths or pulsating frequencies best understood as wavelengths or portions of light. What you need is a calendar that measures the most meaningful or important wavelengths, pulses, and identifies the intentions they carry. Because energy is alive with vibratory frequencies, you cannot control it, and neither can you run away from the intention or purpose these pulses have. You were probably never told that a second of time is the frequency of a spectral transition of an isotope of cesium. In fact, most people only think of a second as a tiny part of a minute, which in turn is a smaller portion of an hour. And what is an hour, then, but 1/24th of a day? No one tells you that the pulses of time and the influence they carry is an inherent code that relates to the great central Sunday. This code, as you may term it, connects the various aspects of consciousness among the various locations and energies within the galaxy, even to molecular levels of DNA, amino acids, and many other vital bases of life. What you call destiny, evolution, and resurrection is related to these pulses of time and their tones of creation. In ways challenging to explain, since you lack scientific instrumentation to understand it, it is as if an enormous group of angelic beings were working in concert to create pulsations or wavelengths that produce cycles of influences and qualities of potential reality. This is like striking one note, followed by another note, followed by another, etc. When your scientists can identify frequency ranges beyond the visible spectrum of light, you may find that everything in the physical world is energy harmonics, octaves, cycles, spirals and rhythms, mathematical patterns of celestial harmonics already set in the fabric of space and time in implicate and explicate orders. What you need is a holistic calendar, not a linear one that ignores the nature of energy, for only a living calendar could possibly track and encompass galactic or cosmic energy patterns, time. But how do you get a living calendar? Those you term primitive peoples tracked moon cycles for planting, followed the tides, and counted seasonal changes. However, about 100 years before my birth, the Roman 12-month, odd-even days calendar shifted its attention from moon cycles and focused on naming months and establishing certain lengths of time for political purposes and holiday identification. Your present calendar's origin, the Gregorian calendar, originated when a Catholic pope decreed that the vernal equinox should be fixed at March 21 so that the Church could control the exact date of Easter. Needless to say, this is a far cry from the type of energy-attuned, galactic resonating calendar you need. The Mayans and many other indigenous tribes utilized superior calendars based upon energy and cycles, the study of which is recommended, particularly in this experience of returning to full consciousness. You have already noticed that time, as you have known it, is vanishing. The hours pass very quickly and the days, many of you report, evaporate you know not where. You are feeling rushed, stressed, and confused about why this is happening. I hope you can understand that time is vanishing because you and your planet are moving into a higher vibratory rate where molecules dance to different cycles and patterns and your consciousness moves back and forth between that which is physical and that which is only partly physical. You are bridging matter with spirit at the most profound level of your body's cells and entire genetic structure. At the same time this is occurring, certain interior activities within the human skull must shift, must once more flower forth into the cosmic blossom the Creator designed, but which your genetic mutancy presently denies. Even so, you are resident upon a planet which has her own evolutionary journey, and this is in addition to your own journey or rite of passage, as it were. Thus you are having one more ascension experience, in your consciousness, because you are bridging two different energy worlds. This partnership of Earth and humans will reach heights you can only dream about now with the mutant 2-helix DNA at work in your body. However, once this ascension energy shift brings you back into the higher mansions, you will become like the observer of both sides of a coin simultaneously. Hidden things will be more obvious. Invisible worlds will become familiar. You are returning into a transitional phase of light that will help you reach the homeland of your heart and soul. It is an inner voyage, first of all, and one that each being must make. A journey away from yourself does not exist, beloveds. It is your very own inner portals that will show you these greater worlds and introduce new companions and associates of peace. It was for this expansion you came, so taste the nectared sweetness of the journey and surrender any false perceptions that will only limit your progress and steal the dawning light of your transformation. 8 years ago, in this book, I called you to awaken from your slumbering condition so that you might assist us at this critical point in humanity's evolution. Then I now most gratefully acknowledge and thank all of you who answered that call and who have carried your love and wisdom into everyday life on Earth. Because of you, many contributions have been made. Be joyful that this is so and that even greater opportunities lie just ahead. Then let us embrace one another in the circle of cosmic comradeship and the solar, lunar radiance of our beloved Creator. Take my hand, dear one, as we flow through the limiting perceptions of an ancient prison. The fountain of healing awaits your visit even as your cosmic family and I prepare a long-awaited celebration of joyous familiarhood. Know I send you the love of my heart and that I hold an unwavering vision of a healed humanity, a resurrected planet. Never doubt your worth nor your contribution as part of that vision's splendid glory. I am always your elder brother, one who remembers and treasures your essence in that glowing light of our Creator's magnificence. Christ Jesus, 202. Afterward, I am delighted to share a few personal comments with the readers of this book because I can testify to the changes that meditation, prayer and contemplation have made in my own life, and which paved the way for me to accept intuition, or the God connection, as a normal part of my everyday existence. So much so that I could now accept the assignment of transcribing these notes from the Master known as the Christ. I feel certain that it was the many years of meditation and my earnest desire to be of assistance that drew his energy to me, along with my willingness to give the necessary time such an undertaking requires.